It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Robert Paul, but we're going to call him RP. Everybody knows him as RP. And we're going to talk about the Castle Country OHV Association's Cabin Fever Poker Run. This is, you always put this out there as the best cure for cabin fever. Well, it's going on April 23rd. We're going to give you all the details about it, where you can go to register, what time it's all going to start. And plus, man, they've got a pretty big prize. I just heard him talking about it. I'm you know, kind of jealous. This would be great for anybody to win. RP, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Let's start talking first and foremost before we get into it. Let's talk about the Castle Country OHV Association. How long have you guys been going? And this is your 22nd annual ride.
This is our 21st because we had to miss 1 year.
Yeah. So 21st annual ride. So how long have you guys been going at this? And, you know, what kind of made them want to start this organization?
Just to get people, the organization, just so you can get a group of people who like to do the same things together. Because when you have to fight for your public lands, the more names you have in your boat and in your signatures, the better power you have to help fight it. So they wanted to make sure that everybody locally that liked our area and our territories and our trails all shared the same passion, and we fight some pretty good fights sometimes.
And you know, in our area, public lands is such a big thing,
right?
And so yeah, it's always good to have like-minded individuals together, get together and do this for one group. Now, once again, coming up April 23rd, it is your Cabin Fever Poker Ride, and these are always a lot of fun. If you've never been a part of one, or if you've never been to one, this is a great time. Plus, you get to see some beautiful scenery that not a lot of people know that we have here. And we were talking about that to begin with. So let's start on everything that's going on there. Starting April 23rd, when's registration, all that good stuff.
Okay, on April 23rd, registration is from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, we shut it off because we have to make sure you can complete the trail and get back in time for the drawing. There is open camping out there, so you can come the night before and camp out there. Tickets are, your hands are $10 for the first hand, and then $5 for every hand after that. And then our prize drawings will start at 3:15 or close to 3:15 when everybody gets off the trail. We always just go around and chase everybody back in and make sure we get going there. Another thing first this year is we're going to have a food truck out there in the afternoon. So if you're waiting around for the prizes to get done, getting our smoke on out of Orangeville is going to have a food truck, and he's going to have his full menu available. So if you need to buy dinner while you're there, you can buy dinner. We thought that would be pretty cool. It is a no alcohol event, so we please ask you not to have alcohol on the trail for this event. The directions are on the site, but you can. It's just 10 miles just northeast of Castledale. If you know where the San Rafael Access Road is, you just head straight on that road out 20-something miles, 22 miles, and you'll run right into us. So, and we will have signs posted on the main road giving you directions on how to get there, and those will be put out Friday. So if you come camping, you know how to get there.
And the great thing about this, we talked about it before we came on, once you're registered and given the go-ahead, signed your waiver, you leave. You take off.
You go. Yep.
Everybody doesn't go off at the same time. Yep. It's kind of a staggered start. You can go at your own pace. As long as you're back by, I would assume, by back by 3:15.
Yep. By 3:15.
Go at your own pace. Yep. and look and see some beautiful country. And we were talking about that. Give people an idea of where you guys are going to go that maybe have been down in that area.
So most locals call this the Fingers Trail. So if you look at your hand, the trail actually goes around the edges of your fingers. It's a canyon, and it goes over Bowl Canyon, I think it is. And then you look down on the swell, swinging bridge. You actually are right above the Indian writings that are out there. And it's just real pretty all the way through the whole trail.
It is. And as we were talking before we came on the air, this is an area that maybe not a lot of people know even is there for them to go out and take a look at. We live in such a great area for things like this, but it's vast. And you've got to get out there and do it. This is a great way to get out there and do that.
Yep. And then there'll be four checkpoints on the trail where you'll get your card drawn. And then the fifth checkpoint will be back when you get back to the main area, the registration area. Then you'll have your full hand there.
And so once again, this is going on April 23rd. Registration starts at 8, and you said you've got to cut it off at 11.
Yeah, it has to be done. You have to be done by 11 because you got to have a chance to get through the whole trail and see everything and then get back by 3 o'clock. So.
And you're hoping that by doing that and by staggering people out, the dust won't be a real issue or anything like that. Right. Now, and once again, you're going to go out there and camp.
Right.
The night and be out there Friday night and get ready to go first thing Saturday morning. So if people need more information, where can they get that as far as your website and those kinds of things?
So they can go right on our website on ccohva@gmail.com. That's our email. And then also on www.castlecountryohva.org. And our phone numbers are located in those areas. You can get on Facebook, too, under Castle Country OHV Association. Can you give us a call?
All right, did we get everything?
Well, I wanted to just give a little quick list of the prizes that we're giving
we
away
should do
this
that.
Year. So our big one is going to be a trip for two to Colorado. It's to Grand Mesa Lodge for 2 days with a cabin for two people. So that'd be kind of cool. Also, I want to mention there'll be porta potties on the trail about checkpoint two, the midway, and then there'll be porta potties at the registration area. We're also going to be giving away some whip lights, a big light bar. Some pod lights. We got a winch. We have an air compressor. We also have a bunch of prizes for kids because there's a lot of kids that always show up out there. I actually went and purchased a couple real cool looking RC cars today for them so they can draw that. Dutch oven, camp gear. Just again, there's an open camping out there, so you're welcome to come out there and camp. It's a big area, so we got a lot of camping.
And that's the other thing, too, as you brought up, is, you know what, this is for everybody.
Yes.
This is for the whole family.
The whole
get
family,
out and
yep.
have fun this weekend.
Yep.
Get out and enjoy the fresh air and enjoy what we have to offer here. RP, thank you so much for coming in.
Welcome.
We appreciate the time, and good luck this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It should be.
It's going to be fun.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.